Welcome back. This is episode 71 of Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, and this is another team building tip where today I'm focused on how cohesive teams behave. I'm taking a close look at Patrick Lencioni's thoughts about teams from his book, The 5 Dysfunctions of a Team. Lots of food for thought. Enjoy.
They're not here for us. We're here for them. That's what it's about. Kids.
Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is all about assisting classroom teachers and school administrators to overcome the many walls or barriers that kids face. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is focused on helping you help kids achieve their dreams. As a note, I hope that you will stop by Stitcher or iTunes and leave me a star rating and a comment. That helps the show get noticed by more people. Thanks for listening and joining me week after week.
Welcome to the Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 podcast, bringing you ideas and resources for K-12 classrooms, schools, and school districts. Hosted by Steve Mileto. And now, here's Steve with this week's show.
Hey, Steve here with team building tip number 4. And today, I'm talking about the way cohesive teams behave, according to Patrick Lencioni. Patrick Lencioni is one of my all-time favorite leadership gurus. His books are so easy to read, and his early ones have these fables that are just, you just want to know more and more about the people that he introduces you to, even though they're fictional. Although, I got to tell you can sit there and as you're reading those pages, you can identify with people you've worked with before or have been on teams with before. So, today, what we're talking about, that the way cohesive teams behave, is something that he talks about at the conclusion of his book. And so just listen closely as I read to you from The 5 Dysfunctions of a Team. Imagine how members of truly cohesive teams behave. Number one, they trust one another. Number two, they engage in unfiltered conflict around ideas. Number three, they commit to decisions and plans of action. Number four, they hold one another accountable for delivering against those plans. And number five, they focus on the achievement of collective results. Now, I want to take you back to the first one that he said. He said, they trust one another. That is something that you've got to work at. You've got to get them to understand that they have to be willing, and as Lencioni says, be vulnerable in front of each other. That means they've got to be willing to make mistakes in front of each other. They've got to be willing to talk their ideas in front of each other. They've got to be willing to look stupid or silly in front of each other. They've got to be willing to take risk in front of each other. In order to develop trust, or members trusting one another, in order to create that connectivity through trust, they have to get to know one another, because it doesn't just happen because you hired somebody and you give them a job and they wander around the building and say, hi, how you doing today? That's not how you build trust. They have to interact with one another. They have to work at becoming a team. And so like last time when we talked from John Maxwell's point of view that you have to focus on the team, not just the dream. One of the ways to focus on the team is to look at how you begin building trust. How do you get them to be willing to be vulnerable in front of each other? Because the opposite of this is true. I mean, what Lencioni has at the bottom of his model, it's a pyramid, and at the bottom of it, at the bottom of this triangle, excuse me, is trust. And that is the biggest dysfunction of all. If they do not trust one another, your team is not going to be successful. It's not going to be able to overcome whatever challenges face it because the team is not willing to be vulnerable in front of each other. I mean, what I'd like you to do right now is just take a moment, push the pause button, and stop and pull out a journal and say, do I believe, here are my team members' names, do I believe that they're willing to, do they really trust one another? What evidence do I have? Have I seen them actually show that they trust one another? What does that look like? And make sure you take time with each of your team members, no matter how big that team is, because you need to know. Because I got to tell you, it'll hit you right in the face if they don't trust one another. Because they'll do things like avoid coming into contact with each other. They'll avoid arguments and disagreements during the meeting. They'll just agree with each other so they can get out of the meeting. Have you seen them laugh with each other? I don't mean laugh at each other. I mean actually really enjoy some situation, enjoy each other's company. Have you seen them be willing to take a risk and step out onto the gangplank? You know, just feel like they're working together and they know that someone's got their back. If you've not experienced that yet, well, this is something you've got to work on, because lack of trust on a team is going to cause your team to be totally ineffective. Think about it. Take time. Identify those team members. And make some little anecdotal comments about whether you think they really work together. What evidence? Where have you seen it? Have you seen it? If not, do you have an uh-oh happening? Is there something you need to deal with that you don't realize? Next time, what we're going to talk about is how you get them to start trusting one another. What you need to do to start getting them to interact with one another at the level of which they're willing to take risks, be vulnerable, look silly, make a mistake. We're going to talk from the aspect of how you get them to be willing to take those risks in front of each other. Thanks for joining me today. I hope you'll think about it. Take care.
Hello, listeners. We want to remind everyone to check out all of our digital content at teachinglearningleadingk12.com. That's teachinglearningleadingk12.com. You can also find our podcast on iTunes. Just search Teaching Learning Leading K-12 in the iTunes store. Check back often for updates and new material.
Hang tight, everyone. I'm going to let go of the wall.
You have been listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, recorded in Eastman, Georgia, at the Heart of Georgia Precinct.